Hey guys, Joshua Luther here with the Make the Day Awesome podcast, and today is episode 8, and we are going to talk about cruise control. And no, we're not talking about the cruise control in your car, although it's a similar concept. Let's think about this for a second. You're going down the highway, you're doing 80 miles an hour, you turn on the cruise control and let you take your foot off the gas. How many times in your life have you done that? How many times have you thought, oh, this is all there is for me? Or, I'm getting what I deserve. Or, this is what was intended. This is it. Let's just embrace the suck and turn the cruise control on. I've been there. I lived there, in all honesty. I lived there for a couple years, maybe a few years. But when I woke up and I learned what I did, what happened, holy shit, it's a mess. I'll be the first to tell you. We're talking about failing marriage, failing finances, failing everywhere in life because there was no structure, there was no reason, there was no purpose, there was no why. It was, this is what was given to me. It's my luggage to carry. This is it. But I'm here to tell you today that cruise control switch doesn't control your life. You have the power in you to flip that cruise control switch off, to look at yourself in the mirror, and say, okay, I'm done embracing the suck. And it's time to move on. Because I can guarantee you, and I only speak from my experiences and the lessons that I've learned, and just try to share these messages with you to enlighten you, to guide you, to show you that no matter what you're going through right now, it doesn't define you. That cruise control switch doesn't define you. What you were told by the people you love doesn't define you. The people who you thought had your back doesn't define you. What defines you is that vision that you had when you were, I mean, we're talking childhood visions. Go back to that point and think hard and focus on it and remember it, because I guarantee you the vision you had for your life in those years is not the life that you're living now, because we get caught up in the drama, we get caught up in the bullshit. We get caught up in everything else going around that we don't take care of number one. And the only person that can change that is you. You are your number one. Your primary relationship is you and whatever higher power you believe in. Whether you believe in God or the universe or anything else, that's not for me to judge. I believe in God. I know He's here with me. No matter what I'm going through, He's by my side. And when I woke up from that cruise control ride, the only way I can explain it is thinking back to the movie Top Gun, where Maverick and Goose are in their plane and the engine fails and it starts spinning out of control into the ocean. That's what my life was like. And I guarantee you, if your cruise control switch is on right now, I can almost guarantee you that your life feels the same way. And there is so much more out there. In just the last few months, I can't tell you how much my outlook on life has changed. How much my connections have changed. How much, I mean, even like, I was talking with a guy today. I was at group at church. And we go every Tuesday night. And we meet up. We have a men's group. We talk. We have a lesson. And, you know, typical group. Last week, I spoke to the group about iron sharpens iron. And I challenged them to group up with somebody, to get some accountability in their life, to have somebody to connect with when things get hard. And a guy came to me tonight, a week later, as we were chilling afterwards. And he says, "Hey, I really, really felt what you said last week." And he opens his phone and he goes to his text messages. And he pulls up this one thread. And he just starts scrolling as he's talking to me. Talking about how he really felt what I said. And he connected with another guy who I know is going through a hard time. And I pray that his situation gets better. But he connected with this guy and stayed in touch with him all week. As he's scrolling through hundreds of text messages with him. I didn't know. I didn't know until he said something to me this week. But he explained that what I spoke over our group impacted him in such a way that he connected with this guy and uplifted this guy. And it's not the first one. And I mean this from a total place of sincerity. But the more I see the impact that's being made, because I have battled self-worth issues. I battled deserving issues. These are my battles. These are my demons. And trust me, I fight them every day, just like every one of us. But I know my God's with me. And we're going to make it through this. Everything's scary at first. But the more you keep doing it, the easier it gets. But now this guy went out and made an impact on this dude. I've made impacts on other people. Those people are going to make impacts on people who are going to make impacts on people. And they're just going to keep branching out like a big old family tree. And like, you think about making an impact in life. Think about how the law of compound numbers play into that. Getting back to that whole family tree thing, if I help one person become better, who then goes and helps two people become better, and those two people go help two more people each, and those four people go help two people each, and those eight people go help two people each, and those 16 people go help two people each. Do you see how fast the impact grows? And it's not a prideful way. It's the most pure and sincere way. Because I believe in each and every one of you. Because I've lived that hell. it's not a fun place and it's not an easy place, but I can promise you there is light on the other side. You just have to turn the cruise control off. Turn it off. Look in the mirror. Tell yourself it's off. Find people to connect with. Find people to speak life into you. Sit down and think about those visions that you had for your life as a child. Find out who you were truly meant to be. Find out your why. I know we talk about whys all the time, but that's a whole nother ballgame, and this is going to be a longer episode. But I promise you, you turn that cruise control switch off, you start focusing on what it is that you dream, because those dreams, they're not yours. I promise. I believe this 120%. Those aren't your dreams. Those are dreams that were placed in you, that are part of your story, the story that you were meant to write. I love you guys, and I believe in each and every one of you, that you can be who you were destined to be. But you gotta turn off the cruise control. You gotta start doing life intentionally. On that note, I challenge you today to do that. Enough's enough. Let's find out who I was meant to be. Remember, it's your choice. You keep living life with the cruise control on, or you could turn it off and make the day awesome. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.